The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raca, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, you fool, will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court with him. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Good morning, everyone. Anger is a strong, sometimes disastrous human emotion. And today our Lord warns us of the danger this emotion plays in the spiritual life. Anger in the heart, anger in speech, and anger in action. These he condemns because one leads to the other. It's not just murder that kills, but anger too, for it kills charity in the soul. My brothers and sisters, forgiveness is the way forward because forgiveness leads to Christ. But forgiveness isn't easy. Sometimes it's the most difficult thing in the world. So there's kind of a, I don't want to call it a trick, but there's a little trick to forgiveness. First step, ask God for the grace in order to forgive. First step is not forgiveness. First step is asking for that help, that grace to actually forgive. And then the second step, because words have power, is in prayer, speak loudly that I forgive so-and-so. You'll notice that when you first try to say I forgive, you're going to struggle. Because it's hard. But in prayer, when you're able to finally say, I forgive them, then it becomes real. Because we have to forgive not just 7 times, but 77 times. As Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ, we are commanded to forgive. That anger will destroy that charity, it will destroy grace, will destroy just our well-being, our mental, emotional health. But if we can forgive, then we'll be done the right thing and we'll be closer to Christ than we were before. So forgive not just 7 times, but 77 times, because forgiveness leads to Christ. And anger makes you liable to judgment.